This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's talk about production for a second now, because high-cost oil producers are really feeling the pinch of those prices. And by high-cost producers, I mean us. The new oil that we are pumping in this country comes from shale, which we get out of the ground by fracking, which is awfully pricey, you could say. You sink millions of dollars into a high-tech well, and within a year or two, the gusher that you had becomes a trickle. Energy types call that the decline rate. Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk has our explainer.
The notion of oil wells tailing off and aging isn't new. In the late 50s, a Hollywood celebrity famously joked that actors are, quote, about as short-lived as an oil well and twice as pretty. The issue is, for the new so-called shale wells, production falls like a stone in the first year. Jim Burkhardt is with the consultancy IHS Energy.
Let's say you produce 500 barrels in the first month of production. 12 months later, you could be producing around 250 barrels, so a decline rate of about 50%. In a conventional well, the decline rate is much less steep.
Why? The new oil is not a pool of liquid. It's trapped in tight rock, so you have to fracture or frack it to get the oil out. But then it slows down, the pressure falls, and you have to do it again, which is expensive. It's $8 million per well in many places, and Ed Herz in Houston isn't sure it's worth it.
I've seen it personally, firsthand.
He's with oil and gas firm Hill House Resources, and he teaches economics at the University of Houston.
We've had wells on production since 2009, 2010 that have been plugged and abandoned here in 2014 because they are not producing enough to cover their cost.
His firm barely profited in shale, so it went back to old-school conventional oil, where a good well returns $5, even $10 for each one invested. Fracking for shale oil, he says, is a fad. It's like that scene on a cruise ship.
They all ran to the shale side of the boat. That was the fashion of the day. We see this in other industries as well.
Another thing about fast-declining wells, before one tails off, you have to drill the second. And then before that tails off, you have to drill the third. It's a treadmill. And it may be speeding up as the most productive spots get taken. Some call this the Red Queen race. Remember Alice from Wonderland? Well, in the sequel, she runs and she runs and she runs and she gets nowhere. At which point, the Red Queen chimes in.
Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that.
Constant drilling means constant spending, and revenues are not keeping up. So shale investors are edgy. Analyst Virendra Chowan is with Energy Aspects in London, speaking by phone.
If you're giving money to somebody, you eventually want to get something back. If that's not happening, then there seems to be something wrong with the business model.
To which shale optimists say, hold on. If you look back, drilling technology has repeatedly proven skeptics wrong for a century now. Again, Jim Burkhardt at IHS Energy.
Until we hit peak knowledge, until the human race hits peak knowledge, we won't hit peak oil supply.
Companies today now drill and frack wells deeper, closer together, more efficiently. So, can technology improve faster than shale wells tail off? Geologist Alan Gilmer heads the firm Drilling Info.
If today the wells you're drilling are twice as good as the wells you drilled 2 years ago, then that goes a long way towards addressing that decline.
Today, the U.S. produces more than 3 million barrels per day from shale alone. That's more than the total output of Iran or Iraq or Venezuela.
I think it's very unlikely to ramp down unless operators really start pulling back on drilling. And as long as a well is economic, I don't see that happening.
Ed Herz at Hill House Resources does. With oil prices low and investors antsy, exuberance could go bust.
The challenge with these fast declining wells is this pace of drilling needs to continue. Without the pace of drilling continuing, that 3.5 million barrels a day will peter out to zero in the next 3 to 5 years.
And that's the debate. Will shale oil decline the way its wells do, the way movie stars come and go? Bullish types will note the actor who compared short careers to oil wells. His name was Ronald Reagan. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
One more name for you. The voice of the Red Queen there, by the way, Marlena Chertok from our Washington Bureau.